A roadside bomb was detonated in the southern Lebanese coastal city of Saidin, targeting a convoy for the United Nations interim forces in Lebanon, known as the UNIFIL. Five soldiers of the French contingency sustained wounds, three were taken to the hospital, only one of whom had serious injuries. The explosion targeted a four-vehicle convoy during one of its usual patrols in the area, and debris were blown as far as 30 meters. UNIFIL spokesperson told Press TV that investigations are already underway to find the perpetrators. The spokesperson condemned the bombing and pledged that it will not in any way affect or set back the cooperation between the UNIFIL and the Lebanese armed forces.
The UNIFIL forensics experts are right now at this location here. They are working in very close coordination with the Lebanese army. It is very important for us to determine the circumstances of the incident. And at this time, so soon after the incident, it's very important that all the focus remains on the investigation. It is very important that the perpetrators are identified and brought to justice. We are working very closely, as always, with the Lebanese army.
This explosion is one of several attacks, many of which were in the city of Saidin. And despite the fact that the UNIFIL refused to point fingers, experts describe the area of the blast to be a hub for Salafist extremists and Al-Qaeda affiliates who could be behind such acts.
The whole area, the whole region, the Middle East region, is a target for this movement. And since Lebanon is weak as a government, as a state, so they can spread all over the country.
Lebanese PM Najib Miqati, as well as other Lebanese officials, strongly condemned the attack. The PM asked the Interior Minister to open investigations on the attack. He also contacted the French ambassador to show support. Now, as you can see, the Lebanese army has cordoned off the area behind me to gather evidence. Now, the UNIFIL has been the victim of three similar attacks, and the perpetrators remain to be unknown. Although observers and experts believe that Salafist groups could very well be behind these attacks meant to destabilize the situation in South Lebanon. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Saida, South Lebanon.